We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Introducing former Warriors sideline reporter, Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair. Yeah.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
For show.
On 95.7, The Game.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Dibs. Morning, Goo. How's everybody doing?
Man, doing great.
It's hump day. We fired up, day. Y'all.
And you know, it's payday Eve, Goo. Woo. Double Eve.
Well, actually, it's only Eve and Goo because he claims to get his paycheck a day early.
Oh, look at Goo.
Did you know that?
Yeah. I did not know that. Fast-tracking the Goo.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm excited of that. Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. After last night's Giants game, it's easy to get excited. They win over Texas 9-4, 4-8, grand slam. Grand Slam Talkman, 3 in the ninth, 3-run homer Crawford. I mean, they just keep winning. 38-22 now. I haven't done the math on what Kapler is since their 8-16 start, but it's pretty good. And I guess the question, you know, I have today for you guys is you know, how many All-Stars does this team have? Does it have an MVP? I mean, what they're headed toward. Just a surprising season at this point. Now we're what, 70 games in or 60 games in? We're well over a third of the way.
And it's a factor now. I mean, it's real. When you look at what they're doing and how they're doing it, and we talked about great pitching, and yesterday the bullpen let them down a little bit. The starter got into trouble. Bullpen couldn't close it out, and you figured, okay, this is one of those games where you would like to have a better bullpen effort. You're going to lose it. And then Talkman, bases loaded, improbably with the laser, Austin Power style, do not hump the laser, drilling it with the salami, and then Crawford with a two-piece. Brandon Crawford on pace for 35 home runs.
Yeah, when do we start asking questions about that? But go ahead.
I was just, you said, you look at the group that he's with. He's top 10 in homers. Guys like Tatis Jr., Devers, Olsen, Ronald Acuna Jr. I mean, I didn't see this coming, and he's not just doing it, especially last night with the bad guys. What about the gloves, Steiny? He is flashing that leather, and I'm like, the baseball gods are just, they got sun rays on this guy to just show what you got, kid. He's doing it.
Yeah, no errors again last night for the Giants. They played a clean game. Meanwhile, Texas has two, the first one leading to a run on the ground ball the first baseman can't come up with. What else happened? The Padres lose. What's that?
I said the Texas stinks. Come on, guys. You're major leaguers. You're walking guys. Throw it over the plate. Make them hit it. Damn, like Little League Dibs. Throw it over the plate. I was frustrated. I'm rooting for the Giants.
Well, I just don't, you know, I don't know why you don't give credit to the Giants. I mean, they work the count, buddy. That's what they do. That's what they do in San Francisco, you know. The relievers were pretty good last night. You know, after giving up the, you know, the three, but I just can't get over the way these games are being won is reminding me of the 10, 12, 14 years, quite frankly, Dibs.
Yeah, and 27 outs as a batting team, both sides. And the Giants take all 27 seriously. We always talk about, oh, you can't pick between your children. Well, you can't pick between your 27 outs either. And you saw Gabe Kapler when Talkman comes back to the dugout after hitting the grand slam. It's as excited as I've seen Gabe Kapler in his tenure with the Giants because he knows how clutch that was, how improbable that was. But to the point you're making, Steiny, they grind every at-bat. Bases loaded, Talkman's up. He's not trying to coax a walk or he's not trying to hit a flare. He's trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark. He's not looking at his own baseball card and what a rough year he's having at the plate. He stepped up and delivered, and the team was ignited.
No doubt. And you talk about the demonstrative demonstration you got from Kapler. You would have thought he hit the homer. But I didn't know since that great catch, guys, on the 28th of May at Dodger Stadium from Talkman that he was 2-for-19. You want to know why, Steiny? Because the other guys are stepping up. You got Duggar, Wade Jr., and they're masking, you know, they're picking their guys up. And that's the beautiful part about the Giants thus far. And don't look now, the lead is growing to 2.5 games in the National League West.
Yeah, that's I would say, don't look now, the lead's at 6. Now, 2.5 in June, you want to stay in it for sure, but I don't know. Do they have, I will say this. This would be the stretch where they could stretch it out to 4 or 5 games because the schedule is working in their favor. There's no doubt about it.
Normally I would do the same thing you did to Goo as far as his stretched it out to 2.5, but the best record in the National League is in the West. The second best record in the National League is in the West. The third best record in the National League, wait for it. I won't tease it any further. It's in the blinking West. And
that's
so
crazy.
It is crazy. And you look at what they've done over the last 10, they've picked up 4 on the Dodgers and 5 on the Padres, so it does feel like a, quote, stretch out to 2.5 games.
Yeah, and the text line here, I'm going to let him in on our little joke. They said, when the hell were the Giants 8-16? And he doesn't know this, Dibs, but the Giants started last season 8-16.
Right.
They finished the year 21-15. To go 29-31, and now this year they're 38-22, which means, I've done the math, Kapler's Giants 59-37 since their 8-16 start rather last year.
Yeah,
I gotta believe that's the best in baseball.
Well, and it's funny that you picked that metric because 59-37 from a winning percentage standpoint is 6-15, and you look at what they've done. Just this year, they're at 633. So last year, after they shook off that bad start, what they did was mediocre compared to what they've done this year.
And I'll say this, guys. We sat here and played the game yesterday. 13 game stretch. And I was thinking 6-4 in the eighth. That they're about to lose this. I'm being honest.
4-2. I thought 4-2 in the eighth.
Yeah, excuse me, 4-2, down 2 runs, yeah.
I'm sorry, I would have corrected you, but I'm a little shaken after getting just 2 crieds from Kyle from my Richard Sherman mediocre. That hurt me a little bit, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I could tell, and I failed to put up a score for you on that one.
No, it's fine.
But I saw the twos, and then I saw the shake of the head.
Tough room on a hump day Wednesday. I'm getting crushed here early, but I'll fight through it.
Well, Goo, no surprise there that you thought the game was over.
Mediocre 2 outs early. In the eighth? So
lose this. Let me see. What other sporting events did we have yesterday? The Clippers. Did you think the Jazz were done?
Oh, I just put a fork in it.
Probably the Jazz had lost, right?
Yeah. Yes, I did, Steiny.
And what about when the Hawks took a 1-point lead for about 3 seconds in the third quarter against the Sixers? Did you think the Hawks were going to win that game then?
Steiny, I thought, if we can't go down 0-2. Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Oh, I love it, Doc
Rivers. I'm going to retire that.
No.
Oh, no. You're not. No, you're not, B-Craw.
No.
I love that Guru has adopted the B-Craw today in the Zoom. Oh, yeah. But yeah, Stein, are you going to tease? Are you going to tease our exclusive Doc Rivers interview?
Yeah, basically that's what I'm going to do. You know, Philly with a big win last night. They even the series against the Hawks 1-1. We'll be joined by Doc Rivers. Should we put a time? It'll be sometime after 11 because he's at practice right now. They flew to Atlanta last night, so we got Doc probably at 11 o'clock after they get off the floor at State Farm Arena.
We should probably appropriately bill it as Mock Rivers. Because, not that we're mocking that him, is, but it's not.
It's just special.
It's not exactly the real Doc, but, you know, we don't want to lie to the people. But also a huge day today, Steiny, because the return of our favorite.
Uh-oh.
It happens 10 after the hour, every hour, where our listeners get rewarded for being good people.
That's right. It is the start of the cash contest today. 15 minutes after every hour, you're going to have a chance to win $1,000. And don't forget, the last time we had this contest a few months back, a winner came from this show. This show.
Yep.
That's right. No other show. No other show can boast that. So we'll have the cash contest coming up on the other side. We've got Brian Anderson. He was in Philly last night doing the Philadelphia 76ers Hawks game. I believe it was the first time back in the arena for Brian in well over a year. So we're going to talk to him about the playoffs. We've got Royce Clayton, former San Francisco Giants shortstop. What does he make of the San Francisco Giants' phenomenal start and maybe some of the things going on around baseball in terms of the sticky? But on the other side, we're giving away money in our cash contest, which is starting. And then also, we're going to talk more Giants. They keep rolling, and so will we on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
3-1. Down the right field line, deep into the corner. It's a grand slam! Mike Talkman with a laser beam into the right field corner for a grand slam to turn this game around, and the Giants are ahead 6-4. What a moment for Talkman.
Yeah. What a moment. The Giants take a 6-4 lead. They end up winning 9-4. And I might have a little word of caution, though, for Giants fans when it comes to how many home runs they're hitting and the fact that it might come down a little. It might come down. The pace they are on will likely come down, especially at home. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why in a minute or two. But first, let's give away some cash. It's time for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word FOCUS, F-O-C-U-S, to 72881. That's FOCUS to 72881. This is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. And here's a little piece of updated info. Looking on Twitter, and Henry Schulman, who used to work for the Chronicle and cover the Giants, says that the Giants on June 25th, guys, will be opening or reopening the Portwalk viewing area, and that's the area I assume is behind right field. And what's going to happen is they're going to open up whatever doors were shut. And as Schulman writes, it will be very interesting to see if having it shut really did affect the home run rates at Oracle Park. Because remember, there was some talk that I'm sure it's – we're not just talking about shutting a door, I can't imagine. But we're obviously the archways, they'll open up, and then that will create some kind of airstream. And I don't know. It conventional wisdom seems to be it's a little easier when those gates or big doors are shut. We'll see.
I get candlestick vibes, Dibs.
A little bit, and the wind, I mean, the wind is more likely to cool whip at, shout out Stewie from Family Guy, at field level than it is going to whip over the top of the outfield fence and then swoop down to batter level. So just from a pure wind standpoint, it makes more sense that, you know, at batter level, it would affect the batted ball more than 30 feet high above the fourth archway.
And that's that arcade area, Steiny. I don't like it because when they said that, you know, hey, those currents, and Dibs just talked about it, what it can do to a damn ball, I mean, something was going on, and I think that had a big part to do with it. But I'll be watching. We'll all be watching and find out on the 25th if somehow the PG&E is cut off a little bit and the balls aren't jumping out that park like they are. That's interesting.
Rolling blackouts.
One other thing about the wind is sometimes the wind cries Mary.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Jimmy Hendrix.
Beneath my
wings.
Yes,
sir. Let's.
Bette Midler.
Gabe Kapler was excited, obviously, about last night's game. And let's listen to Kapler talking about Talkman's Grand Slam.
At least from our vantage point as teammates, myself, our coaching staff, we always believe something good's going to happen when Talk is at the plate. He works really good at bats. He swings at appropriate pitches. He only attacks pitches that he feels like he can drive. And he hasn't been rewarded for that very often since he's been a Giant. And that can be really frustrating. So to see him have that moment, I was personally very, very happy for him. I thought he grinded and prepared for that moment, and then he showed up in a big way. So really happy for him, really happy.
I mean, it is just amazing how many contributions the Giants are getting from different people. I mean, they got this guy from the Yankees, and I get it. He was slumping, but this is how you get it done. When Talkman last night is – very responsible for a win. Like, that is, to me, very important. When you get contributions from role-type players and you can point specifically to games that they helped you win and you wouldn't have won without, because it's just a bonus. And all of a sudden you get four, five, six guys doing that and you put together wins. And that's what this team's doing, Goo.
Can I steal from the Warriors a couple years back and say it's a strength in numbers? I mean, because that's what you're basically talking about, Steiny and Dibs. That's what we're seeing. And you know, you can't forget Vossler, Wade Jr. It just goes on and on. And I'm sitting back like, when does it stop, Dibs? But everybody's taking advantage of their turn. And you saw the excitement in the dugout after the granny. I mean, it's just infectious, man. I really feel like I'm a part of it, and I'm just a fan.
And the sense that win behind the game is not out of reach, the game is not over, is the thing that makes you feel really good about what this team's doing. So, and also the shutdown inning that came after the Grand Slam, which was as important to what you were trying to accomplish. And then Crawford adds on, and it's a laugher, and it's game over. But the key now is, how do you consolidate it? How do you bounce back today before you head to Washington, because that's one down, 12 to go, 12 more games in 12 days, including a trip to Washington, D.C. tomorrow, and then an eventual flight back to San Francisco with no off days in between. So you don't want to
13.
Exactly. But you don't, you know, and it's happening in three different cities in three different time zones. So that's what makes it even a little bit more complicated, is you don't have that off day in between.
Dibs, let me ask you this, because would you say I'm on the money here or not quite? This team right now, it does remind me of some of the A's teams when Farhan was there with Billy Beane, in that because they grind out so many at-bats, because they take so many pitches, because they're working the count like those teams, they are not easy to put away the last two or three innings of a game. I always felt like the A's had that opportunity to win, and still do to some extent, obviously. But you get one guy on, and now you're one big hit away. It just feels like they're a team that is hard to put away.
It's because you have so many threats in the lineup. And
yeah,
you're thinking about the 29 Oakland Athletics, where, yeah, you had Crush Davis with 48 homers, but you had Olsen at 29, Pichotti 27, Chapman 24, Lowry had 23, Canna had 17, Simeon chipped in with 15, Pinder had 13. You get the point. Yeah, I don't think this team has a Crush Davis with 48, but that's eight guys in double figures and five guys over 20 home runs, and it feels like, to your point, Steiny, this team has that threat. Now, Talkman probably won't hit 15 or 20 on the year, but Posey probably going to get 20. Crawford almost assuredly will get 20. Belt, now that he's healthy, feels like a 20 guy. Longo, when he comes back, has a good shot to hit 20. And this is a Giant team who, it was a race to 10 before a few years ago.
Wow. Exactly. The Giants dig the long ball, Steiny. How about that?
I mean, who would have thought it? Now, I got to be honest with you. You know, their lack of home runs has been a story over the past 4 or 5 years. And I thought the only answer was, well, you better go out and get some power hitters. But they create, and they obviously did to some extent, but none of the names like we thought about. And I just didn't think they could transform into this kind of offense without just a major overhaul. You know what I mean? I couldn't see it happening as long as you had Posey, Crawford, and Belt, obviously. But they've been doing it, and other guys have been doing it.
And what made it worse, and I was a part of it, Steiny, is, you know, we're in an era now where we're seeing the most home runs hit, and the Giants were the team with the least. I mean, Dibs, how attractive is that for you to get off your keister, go to the car, get your family, load up, pay the ticket prices, parking, and go watch a team that has no power? They're not doing what the rest of the league is doing, and all of a sudden they went Joan Rivers. I don't know who the surgeon is, but they got a facelift, and now they're just hitting the ball, Steiny, out the park, left and right. It's incredible. Honestly, it is. If it keeps up, this is spectacular.
Yeah, Tuesday. And threes for your Joan Rivers and your facelift analogy, which not bad. Good start for the goo. That's a leadoff walk, but I'll be interested to see when the archways do open, if that affects the power numbers. We'll have to mark it down pre-arch and post-arch. And goo, I'm going out on Tuesday. I'm going out to my first Giants game.
Uh-oh.
So
all right.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, able to get some tickets in that secondary market. And wow. So I'm
who do they got? I should know. Who do they got, Dibs?
Arizona. Yeah, okay. Arizona. They got Bumgarner on Monday. They're facing old Bum, and those tickets were a tad bit more expensive. So we opted for the Tuesday game. But look at the prices on the secondary market for the A's series, which comes up shortly thereafter. And my Lord, it will cost you a pretty penny to get into that one. Seriously. Major.
Okay. No, I'm but sure you're talking, that'll be fun out there on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm talking sure. Win the cash contest at 11:18 and get yourself two tickets. Not four.
Well.
Not four, but two.
Look at you. I was going to say you're talking 10 to 2 where guys go to playoff games in the ATL. We got it.
Baller. Got big chicken. Baller. Yeah. Shot caller. Our guy, Matt Steinmetz. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to the Hawks hiccup, we're calling it, because it was just a little you know, just a little Hawks hiccup. They stole one on the road, but Uncle Stein will be in the house for game trois.
I feel like I'm going, Steiny. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not. You're not.
Wow.
No. But that's okay.
Nor did I get the invite for the second straight trip to Atlanta, but I'm trying to put that on the back burner in the interest of having a good show.
I couldn't ask the boss for two of us.
Okay.
You know, to take that day off.
But sorry. You know that I've got more juice than you and or Goo will ever.
You're the stretch four of the show. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is true.
I could snap my fingers right now and have your little vacation day rescinded. So, yeah.
He did the open already, Steiny. He flexing.
Yeah, we're working on it. I've been scripting some stuff.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, I've got some thoughts. I'll open it up to the boys, too.
He does it all, Steiny. Yeah.
I'll say five tools.
Yeah. Oh, I'll say. Brandon Crawford, guys, two homers last night, and he made his 1,326th career appearance at shortstop for the Giants, which breaks their record of most games at shortstop. He hit two homers, like I said. He's up to 14 for the year. He is right now the Giants MVP. He's probably getting consideration for National League MVP. Let's listen to Gabe Kapler talk about how good Brandon Crawford's been this season.
Obviously a sensational performance. After the game, we had a little champagne toast for him, and this was in addition to the celebration on the field, which, by the way, I thought was it is really cool for Craw that we were able to send him out there and have that moment on the road. The Rangers were exceptionally classy about it. They participated and spoke to Chris Woodward before the game. He okayed it. I thought that was especially classy. And obviously what they did on the big board was really cool as well, and over the speakers. And then after the game, we had a little champagne toast in there, and Woe spoke appropriately and kind of shared that what Craw accomplished here is as impressive as anything else he's done in his career. And in large part because it's very difficult to keep your job at the major league level, let alone play as many games as he has in a San Francisco Giants uniform at that position. And so with all the accolades that Craw has under his belt thus far, this one is right up there with any of them, and one that I think he deserves to be proud of. And to your point, Susan, to do it, have a night like he had tonight, both on defense and then at the plate, it just was a true performance and really enjoyable to watch for everybody in the dugout.
That was Gabe Kapler on Brandon Crawford. And, you know, it is so funny the difference a year makes, because Crawford, among others, was considered to be kind of one of the albatrosses for this team, somebody that wasn't being as productive as they needed him to be. And it felt like he didn't have anywhere to go but further down, because it was hard to see something like this coming, just a complete turnaround. I'm looking at his numbers right now, guys, and 14 homers. He's got 41 RBIs. He's hitting 269. And so I was thinking about this. Automatically, I'd be like, well, 269, you know, that's, yeah, we're talking MVP, but that's not as important anymore as it used to be. Batting average, you know, it feels like you don't need to hit 310 with 30-plus homers and 100-plus RBIs. So, I mean, he's on a pace for 35. If he gets that, he's probably going to be in the MVP chase, Dibs, I got to believe.
Yeah, eventually. I mean, and right now I don't think you'd find him up on the big board, but if you're talking about a shortstop who plays at a gold glove level and winds up with 30-plus home runs for a team that inexplicably wins the NL West, well, then we've got some action. So right now you could probably find him anywhere from 50 to 100 to 1. I'll see if I can pull up those futures on Brandon Crawford for MVP. But the fact that we're talking about how many All-Stars, not who will be their representative, Goo, but just how many, right now it feels like three and counting.
For sure. Yeah, no doubt. Three for sure, you would think. And, you know, I'll say this. If you maybe Gabe Kapler may be managing that team. You know what
I'm
saying?
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe Gabe Kapler is the manager of the team if they keep this up. But where I'm going, Dibs, you are right. And, Steiny, it was just profound what you said about Crawford. I thought he was the Cadillac. I thought he'd gotten old right before our eyes. That didn't make me dislike him anymore, but I thought they had a problem. I thought the zest in life was taken out of him. And, you know, I'm going to give him credit, but also I'm going to double back, and it starts with the guy, and I was a part of this, Gabe Kapler. We thought he was a joke. We thought he'd be out of here. Some did. And this guy is doing everything right at every turn. His coaching staff, whatever, it's all working. And I'll say this about MVP, even though it's early. Steph Curry yesterday, guys, his team didn't make the playoffs, and we always think we know what the metric is. He finished third. So when you talk about average, I'm with you, Steiny, but I wonder to the MVP voters, is average still a big component of it? Because I'm looking at guys like Castellanos, Winkler, they're batting 357. So they're guys still doing it. But would that be so much of a detriment, Dibs and Steiny, to where 267 MVP ain't having that type of average? I don't know. But you would want to see that come up.
Well, I think if you're going to apply the same standards to baseball that we usually do in basketball, if the Giants have the best record in the National League, the way I look at it is, well, then they have the first claim, if you will, to an MVP candidate. And if they've got somebody that's sticking out in terms of that, then I think you have to give that person consideration. If the Giants have the, you know, if the Giants end up winning the division and have the best record in the National League, yeah, right, and Crawford hits 30 plus homers and knocks in 80 to 90 even, I mean,
and Gold Glove,
he might not get it, but if he got it, I would have no problem with it because he's coming from a great team. Hey, by the way, what's the story with the Cadillac lately, Dibs and Goo? Dibs, have we gotten an update on it, Guru's Cadillac?
Well, we knew that the LAC had issues with the gasket, which it's an RIP situation unless you got deep pockets. Goo, what's the story with the LAC and the gasket?
We've narrowed it down to three cars. They'll remain nameless, and we're getting down to the nitty gritty. So when I pick the one, I'll bring it on air and tell you which one we got.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
But we're down to three.
Why don't you lay all three out there and we can follow along?
Yeah, that feels be better a little bit if we more just, like.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Deals. Yeah.
No, it just feels more like, you know, because our show is, it's not a three-person show. It's not a five-person show with Nice Job Spadone and Kyle is brilliant. But the six-man, we always talk about our great six-man, which is the caller, the texter, the dear listener. And I thought it might be fun to get all six of us involved. Not that, you know, ultimately you make the decision, you know, you're a grown man, hashtag I have a wife. But I think that it might be fun to know if it comes down to an Acura Integra, a Honda Accord, and, you know, a GMC. I don't know. Volkswagen Golf. Heck, I don't know.
Yeah. I'll just say this, Nadia Dizza. Caddy's still involved. It's okay. In the top three, yeah.
The same caddy or a new caddy?
No, a new caddy, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But gas mileage is a big component of this, right, of the final decision.
You know what, Dibs? He doesn't want to say. It's obvious, and so we've got to respect him for whatever reason. I think you know why? I think he knows where he's going, and he knows that the sixth man is not going to be happy.
Yeah, boy.
Starting going right. Dr. Phil on me. Wow.
Yeah, $4.49 a gallon's on the phone, though, so I'm sure that...
oh, you know, brother, it is.
I don't know if 87 Octane has a phone of its own, but you start talking about... yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Hello? Yeah, that was OPEC on the phone.
They want you to buy the Cadillac.
Totally. Exactly.
Oh, man. You guys, man.
Yeah, that was Saudi Arabia.
I'll keep you posted. Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
I mean, I feel bad, not really, by asking, is it really $4.49 a gallon right now?
Yes, it is. I came for tips.
Oh, boy.
That's for the low-octane stuff. Fortunately, I get 30 a gallon, which only ranks second on the show because, you know, Steiny's going electric. But, yeah, God forbid Steiny go more than 100 miles round trip. We got issues, you know.
And you heard the joke, Steiny. Gas so high, the gangs ain't even doing drive-bys. They walk in.
Something you said, not me.
It was edgy. It was edgy.
It was very.
I stole it too from a comedian. Yeah.
Okay. It was very edgy. By the way, it happened again to me last night. I'm driving to my buddy's house, and there's a car flying up. Must have been going 140 miles an hour, zigzagging, scaring me to death, thinking they're not going to get over in time. Oof. I've seen more of that during this last year in the pandemic than I've ever seen before. Like, scary stuff, Dibs. I don't know where they're going. So give yourself plenty of time, people. That's what I would suggest.
I like that.
Steiny, just to put a quick bow on the Brandon Crawford MVP notion, and this is based on wins above replacement right now in all of Major League Baseball. War. Mac Muncy is your leader at 3.3 wins above replacement. But then between he and Brandon Crawford, who's ranked 13th, American League, American. Fernando Tatis is second. Brandon Crawford is fourth in the National League behind Nick Castellanos. So it goes Muncy, Tatis Jr., Castellanos, and then Brandon Crawford. And that's among WAR just hitters only. So that gives you some idea, some context on just how great his 60-game stretch has been.
Yeah, and he's obviously playing a great shortstop on top of it.
No doubt.
That was a good, that means he's there, Dibs. That's what that tells me. What was I going to ask Dibs? I had one question before I wanted to.
About, are you asking me for a French Open lock? Maria Sakkari?
No, I wanted to know, Dibs, have you ever used Spider Tack?
Spider Tack. Never have I used Spider Tack. Although I do know that the original Spider Tack was only a Spider Tack.
The original Spider-Man was only a Spider-Man. Well, coming up on the other side, we'll hear Garrett Cole not be able to answer that question, which was a pretty interesting soundbite from yesterday. We'll also do last night in our league, and then we got a lot of other stuff to talk about. Once again, Brian Anderson we have on 12:18. He was at Phillies game against the Atlanta Hawks last night. Royce Clayton at 1 o'clock. We got to get into the NBA MVP, Curry third. Did the voters get it right? It's all on the other side, and it's sponsored by MB Jesse Painting. Are you in need of quality painting? MB Jesse Painting offers the most trusted painting services in the Bay Area. Their experts have been helping the Bay Area for 25 years. Visit mbjesse.com for a free quote today. That's MB Jesse Painting.
My, oh, my.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to get into NBA MVP talk. Nikola Jokic wins the MVP. Steph Curry finishes third. Did the voters get it right? We'll give you a chance to weigh in on that. And it's a good discussion. I think it is a very good discussion, and there's some parallels between Curry a little bit and Brandon Crawford. Both kind of in the MVP hunt, but kind of on the periphery right now. Curry was, at least during the season. But we'll talk about that coming up. First, let's go to last night in our league.
Oh! The wild, wild west, gentlemen, and it's getting less wild with every Giants victory, but they still have rivals. Four games on the docket last night, the first of which featuring L.A. and the Dodgers pinch the Pirates.
He's trying to keep things alive. Jansen has him in an 0-2 hole, though. And strikes him out. 90-93-95. And he takes just three pitches to finish the job. So the Dodgers improved to 2-2 on this road trip.
Sorry, Joe. Joe Davis on Spectrum Sports. L.A., 278 miles an hour worth of a strikeout. Walker Buehler, seven scoreless. He allowed just two hits. Dodgers win 5-3. Goo, how about those Pirates, huh?
Two of the most embarrassing plays this season. The son of Charlie Hayes, old
Hello.
Philly Stein.
Hello, hey, Goo. You know what, Goo? I mean, I got to interrupt you here. We're going to tease that. We're going to tease what happened in the Pirates game because
I'll say
it was so extraordinary. It was so extraordinary that it deserves its own little compartment. So we're going to get into what happened with your Pittsburgh Pirates.
Wow.
And I was just – I love it. I was just going to add this about the Dodgers. It's a great giant story, Dibs, and nobody said it among the five of us. But the Dodgers ain't going nowhere. It's a lot of baseball left. So as excited as I get, I'm like, Steiny Dibs, it's a long way to go, man.
Yep. Yeah, 60 down, 102 to go. Dodgers end a two-game skid, three games back, up in 5 minutes. The embarrassment that is the Pittsburgh Pirates. But first, game number two, the Padres clobbered by the Cubs.
And that's crushed on Real for Gibbon. And gone. He's done it again. His eighth. Patrick Wisdom pulls one to left. And the Cubs enjoying a 5-0 lead.
John Shambi, Marquee Sports Network. Rizzo and Contreras homered as well. The Padres held to just three hits. San Diego's lost 3 of 4. Now 2.5 back. Goo with a pretty quiet, offensive night.
Yeah, and I won't diss any team that's 11 games over 500, but when the Padres arrived, fellas, last year, I'll just throw this out there. It was a 60-game season. I'm not saying they're going anywhere, Steiny, but I really will battle anybody to tell me they're better than the Giants. And I know they got a pitching staff with names, but what's happening here? They ain't been playing the great baseball of late.
Yeah, we'll see. And Dibs, it's good to see Patrick Wisdom hitting homers against somebody other than the Giants.
Wow.
Guys,
Bauer.
He's got, you know, he's got only 40 at-bats this year and 8 home runs.
Ooh.
Do the math. 16, that's 10, 20 homers every 100 at-bats. How about that?
My oh my.
Full season, he'd hit 120 home runs, which I have to look it up. I think might be a single-season record. At that
might
clip.
Bonds.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick Friedel.
Nick,
game number three, to the Collie we go. The Athletics assail the Diamondbacks.
And that one's hooked to left, and that's going to get down for a hit. Moreland will score. Murphy will be held up, and now it's 3-1.
5-2 the final. Glenn Kuiper, your old partner, Steiny, my old partner on NBC Sports California. The call, Chad Pinder. 3 for 3, drove in a run. Chris Bassitt gets the win. Forget the D-backs, Goo. The A's, 10 above 500 with a one-game lead in the West.
Are we shocked? And do I dare say Battle of the Bay, not just coming up, but for the whole, is it enchilada? Yeah, for the whole
Let's just say coming up later this month. And leave it there.
You know, I do think about it, though, Steiny.
Who's worse, the Diamondbacks or the Rangers? Exactly.
Boy.
The answer is yes.
And the third team you could throw into that hopper is featured in our fourth game in last night in our league as the Rockies are mashed by the Marlins.
Richard wants to share that walk with me, and that's fine. I will also take credit for this game-ending double play. You got it. I have to, right?
Good night.
All right. And some Marlins win. How about that?
How about that? Paul Severino on Bally Sports Florida. Marlins banged out 13 hits. They escaped the cellar in the East. Colorado Goo, 4-23 on the road this year. They'd be better off just forfeiting the rest of the road games and staying in Denver.
I'm going to call them and the Snakes Nordstrom's Rack, because all these teams going shopping, because that day's coming. Look at these rosters, because everybody and everything will be available, possibly, Steiny. Go get you
some. Like it's like you're getting two crides for that, and they went over my head completely.
They're going shopping at Nordstrom Rack is what it was. Yeah.
But I didn't know whether he meant they're going to trade guys. Is that what you meant at some point? Luke. Or you go
– other teams go shopping and go pick up their guy. Yeah, right. Go get whoever – yeah.
Okay. We'll leave it
there. Nordstrom Rack would have been better for Rockies. But,
yeah. Nice.
I'm a man now. Sometimes, I'm mad. I'm Nordstrom Rack. Damn it. Snotty, that's good. Nordstrom Rack. Come on, Goo. Yeah, be better.
Dibs got to get that one. Dibs gets a credit. Hey, that's how you, like, for some reason, sometimes I get the Miami Marlins and the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, you told us.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
Huh.
I just wanted to emphasize
hello.
That. Sometimes you get stuff mixed up here and there.
Snotty, I did do that.
Oh, sure,
I got the bucket.
Yeah.
Clean up on aisle Goo. Gabe Kapler won't be 49er Frankie just
clean
cussed
up,
me out on text.
I'll go.
It's not the NBA. Whoever has the best record in the first half, coaching wise, ain't coaching the All Star game. It's the year previous World Series. So I had to fix that one. It got a little excited, Frank.
Maybe we go to 49er Frankie next time you're off and see. You know, see if he can bring it for 4 hours, because he gets a lot of run through the text line. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was almost gonna bite there, Goo, and say, so they do it
up.
The same way as the NBA,
I saw you
huh?
light up. I saw you light, Steiny.
I didn't have all my facts at my disposal.
Yeah, the only guy who had a tougher time of it than Guru right there was Ke'Bryan Hayes, Steiny. Wouldn't you say?
Oh man.
Yeah, you know, I watched his daddy Charlie Hayes play,
man.
Former Philly. Yeah. Former Giant, I believe, right?
Yeah.
He played for a few teams. What'd he do? I think he homered yesterday.
Yeah, he had a big game. Big game. You know, the old expression, touch them all, young man. I think it applies here, Goo.
Yeah, and what's crazy is I'm watching it live, but I want to give more credit to the Dodgers. They saw him miss first base because it looked like it wasn't going to go out, so he was hauling ass, and I've never, ever seen this play. He missed first, take the run off the board, he's out, and they scored it a foul out to the first baseman. Roxy voice, please explain. I don't know, but how I've never seen that. Homer off the board because you missed the base.
I think Spadoni's got the audio, Goo. So let's take a listen and see if we can figure out what's the deal with Hayes.
3-1. And a swing and a line drive to right toward the foul pole. This one is gone. It hit the foul pole right at the top of the wall. Hayes was rounding second before he finally saw the call. He hit it out of here for a home run, and the Pirates are up 1-0.
Wow. All I have to say is wow.
So the umpires are looking at it right now, and this is a Dodgers challenge. No home run. They've waved off the home run. That's surprising. Oh, the call on the field is... Oh, he's out for not touching first base. Oh, my gosh. That's why he's out. It wasn't whether the ball was fair or foul. It was whether he touched first base, and he did not touch first base.
KDKA Pirates Radio with the call. You talk about your classic wanna get away moment. I can't imagine what it would feel like to hit a home run in a major league game. I do know what it feels like to put my foot on each of the three bases and then touch home plate. Granted, it's not in a major league game, but that's got to be the easiest thing to do in all of sports, round the bases.
I'll jump in here and stick up for my guy just a little bit.
What
and here's
can
you why.
Say?
If he were Tatis Jr., that wouldn't happen because he would still be standing at home plate or halfway down the first base line when he would see it was called a home run. Then he would touch them all, and by the time he got to home plate, it would be 75 seconds later. Ke'Bryan Hayes, I mean, he was flying out of the batter's box because he didn't know it was going to go out. So it's a little more understandable because he was probably thinking double, and he missed first base. But yeah, it's a bad look for the Pirates, who also were involved in that crazy play with the Cubs a few weeks back.
I'll say this about your boy here. I'm a tourist, a bull. I'm emotional. If that happened to me, Dibs, I would go 0 for my next 25 because I could not get over that I hit a homer and they took it away. But to his credit, youngster came up next at bat and singled. But that's embarrassing.
Big. Yeah, it's very embarrassing, and it's going to kill your overall numbers at the end of the year. Hayes with 11 homers this year. Nah, he really only had 10. Poor guy.
The only thing I could compare Dibs was George Brett, but that was pine tar. You know, that was different. That's the only other, you know, home run, and then he's come storming out the game. But yeah, that was the other team appealing to, you know, something substance-wise. But I've never seen a guy miss a base on a home run trot.
The other one I thought of was Robin Ventura. You remember they were winning a game, or they were down by one, and he hit a grand slam. And he never made it around the bases, so it ended up being just a single. It might have been a tie game when he hit a walk-off with men on base. I think it was a grand slam. And, well, the winning run already scored, and because he never touched them all, he didn't get credit for the home run. And literally, the only requirement in baseball in order to score a run is to touch first, second, third, and eventually home. And you have to do it in that order on a home run. So this for me is almost as, it's worse than Leon Lett, who famously you know, showboating his way into the end zone. We see it in college football all the time, Steiny, where the young man, he gets to the 10, the 5, and he's so cool that he wants to just casually drop the ball once he crosses, but he drops it too soon, and now it's a live ball. This is even worse than that, in my opinion.
I got something to compare it to. You tell me what you think. But first, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Station. The segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.